This is Bigger Pockets Daily, the audio sidekick to the Bigger Pockets blog. I'm your host, Tyler. And think about it this way. Each of these episodes is like one short chapter from a giant audiobook written by the world's best and brightest real estate investors. Okay, almost time for the show. We'll get right into it after this quick break.
You're trying to close on your next rental, so why is your insurance company dragging its feet? With long lead times and never-ending paper forms, it's no wonder it takes forever to finally get a policy. Modern investors deserve better. They deserve Steadily.com. At Steadily.com, you'll get fast, affordable landlord insurance available online 24/7 in just a few clicks. You can even get next-day coverage, which takes just minutes, by the way, to obtain. And you can do it all from your phone. Steadily was founded by landlords who created insurance products tailored to the unique needs of this industry. It's their sole focus, and that's why landlords nationwide consistently rate them 4.8 out of 5 stars. So whether you've got a single family, short-term, or multifamily portfolio, Steadily.com can secure the best coverage at the best price to protect your properties. Discover how Steadily can save you both time and money on your rental property insurance. Visit Steadily.com for a commitment-free quote tailored to your needs today.
The dream of owning a vacation home can be daunting. From finding the best guests, to the maintenance, to organizing the cleaners after every guest day, with Vacasa, they make that dream into a reality. As a full-service vacation home management company with vacation homes in key destinations across the U.S., they know a thing about how to make owning a vacation home easy and profitable. On top of proactive property maintenance visits by professional local teams, a hospitality-driven booking platform, and around-the-clock support, Vacasa earns homeowners an average of 20% more revenue from their vacation homes. Vacasa is always thinking of ways to simplify the vacation home owning experience by putting your home to work for you. If you're looking to make more from your vacation home, work with the reliable property manager, and finally have peace of mind, partner with Vacasa at vacasa.com/biggerpockets. That's vacasa.com/biggerpockets.
Meet RentApp, the seamless, secure, free way to collect rent. Built by a team of fintech veterans behind Square and Cash App, RentApp uses ACH bank transfers to deposit funds directly into your account. You don't even need to download anything. RentApp setup is straightforward for renters, and there are no apps for landlords to download. Both get peace of mind with a digital transaction history. That means no more lost checks, managing a dozen different payment apps, or even wondering whether payment was sent. Landlords say RentApp is the most convenient way to collect rent, and we think you'll agree. RentApp, the free and easy way to collect rent. Learn more at rent.app/landlord. That's rent.app/landlord. Four home improvement jobs you should always hire out, by Mindy Jensen. I am a huge fan of doing it yourself. My husband and I have flipped numerous houses, but on a fairly small scale, one home at a time and doing almost all of the work ourselves. YouTube is a great resource. There are videos for just about any task on that site. But just because you know how to do something doesn't mean it makes sense for you to do it yourself. Here are four jobs we have attempted at least once and will never do ourselves. Four improvement jobs you should always hire out. Number one, gutters. The material cost at the local big box store is about $400 less than the quote we received for gutters on our house. We decided we could save that $400 and went ahead and bought all the parts. Mistake number one. We thought, how hard could it be? We chose metal gutters. Mistake number two. The gutters themselves only come in 10-foot long sections, and as none of our roofline measured only 10 feet, we had to slide the sections together. Because they were metal, they must be riveted together in order to stay, which meant more supplies and more chances to miss a line. And mistake number three. By the time we carried this giant piece to the backyard, where we were going to install it, we were bleeding, the gutter looked horrible, and I had silicone caulk all over my hands. Note, silicone caulk is not easily removed, as it is waterproof. As we held up this piece to the roofline, we realized we would need about 17 more hands in order to install this thing. We quietly took the giant gutter back to the front yard, packed all unused materials into the car, and returned them. We called the gutter company. They came out and installed seamless gutters in about 12 minutes. They didn't bleed on anything either. Number two, roofing. Roofing materials weigh hundreds of pounds, and getting them to the roof is an enormous ordeal. Removing the original roof is a giant task as well. Reputable roofing companies assemble teams of experienced roofers to remove the old and install the new, minimizing the chance that water will get into your home while it is uncovered. Our neighbor needed his roof replaced after a hailstorm. He hired a roofing company that came out, assessed the job, and chose a crew that could finish the whole thing in one day. They arrived fairly early in the morning and started ripping off the roof. As they finished removing one section, the installers got to work, putting down new roof paper and starting on the shingles. The first section of the roof was installed before the last section was removed. One cloudless day had the entire job done and done right. They cleaned up the heavy, old roof and took away all materials. When they left, the only evidence they had even been there was the new roof. Job number three, drywall. Drywall is a dusty, dirty job. The sheets of drywall are heavy. Hanging it on the ceiling requires a lot of strength. Getting a smooth finish is an art. Getting a good finish with texture requires skill. It is very easy to do wrong and very time-consuming for the novice to do correctly. Our home was built in the early 60s. They used some sort of drywall artist to finish the walls. When we replaced the out-of-date supports, we had to open up some walls. Once those walls were closed, we needed to match the drywall finish as closely as possible. We didn't have any clue how the finish had been applied. The drywall company we called employs several finishers, and they knew they had to use their most experienced finisher to complete this job. We have a stellar-looking house now, because we knew our limitations. In 3 days, they completed a task that would have taken us at least 2 weeks to accomplish, and likely not have looked even half as good. I do think it is worth learning how to repair small holes, but trying to match a finish is difficult if this isn't something you do frequently. And number four, sewer. In the state of Colorado, the homeowner is responsible for the sewer line from the house until it gets to the main line, usually in the street. When we bought our house, we didn't have a sewer scope. We should have, which would have told us the line was almost completely clogged and needed to be rooted out. We bought it in foreclosure, and the very old trees and shrubs growing directly on top of the line should have been a clue. We discovered this on a Friday morning not long after we moved in, when the only toilet backed up all over the bathroom floor. We rented a sewer scope, snake, and started. We thought we had it cleared, but when we flushed, it all came back over the top again. It was getting late, my father-in-law was staying with us, and we had two small children. Not having a toilet wasn't an option. So we called the sewer guys. Roto-Rooter came out and snaked the line. It took several hours, and the aroma from the open line to the sewer was overwhelming. That guy definitely did not get paid enough for that job. There are plenty of tasks that you can do yourself, but knowing your limitations can save you thousands of dollars and tons of headaches. That's a wrap on today's episode of Bigger Pockets Daily. If you're enjoying the show, can I ask for a favor? Please leave us a rating and review in Apple Podcasts. It takes a few seconds, and your feedback really helps us out. Thank you. Oh, really? And we'll see you again soon.